mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for this live Thursday edition. It is the ninth day of June 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and I have cleared the deck so we can take a mass of your great phone calls, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you disagree with me, or if you have a particular news item you'd like to raise, or a piece of legislation you'd like to discuss, any issue, any topic, any item you want to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will go to your calls in the next segment. The websites, freshly updated for you daily, are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Infowars.net. Something interesting is happening on the torture front. Bush is now opening the door to possible closing of Guantanamo Bay. And the public really is only aware of Abu Ghraib in outside Baghdad at the Saddam International Airport, and they're really only aware of Camp X-Ray there in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. They're not aware of the hundreds of other camps around the world and 31 other camps in Iraq alone. Camps where between 50 to 120,000 people are held at any one time. The government, the occupational government, won't even give us those numbers. We just get some of the estimates of the aid agencies that are literally looking over the fence. But Bush opens the door to possible closing of Guantanamo. And remember, 2 days ago, former President Jimmy Carter came out and said close Guantanamo Bay, but he's a minion. He's a trilateralist. He is a Bohemian Grove member. These guys just staged this to make you think that, you know, they're cleaning things up. And to illustrate that, here's an article headlined out of the Pilot Journal: former CIA contractor held without bail for trial, and he's been charged under the Patriot Act when they first arrested him over a year ago. And he has said that he was ordered to torture these people, which is public. We have the memos, and we have the public statements by the White House back when they thought that they'd sold the public on torture being a good thing, when they were openly bragging about it. But they're not even giving this guy his rights. They're not even giving him due process, an American citizen. Obviously a piece of filth, but even pieces of filth deserve their due process and their rights. Because if the pieces of filth lose their due process and their basic Bill of Rights, then we all lose it. You know, it's the same thing whenever the ADL wants to arrest anybody that says anything against Israel. Well, regardless of whether I agree with those statements or not, I believe that the groups criticizing Israel have every right to do it under our First Amendment. But that doesn't stop the California legislature from trying to pass a law to do it. So here are the people in the White House giving the orders. Their minions carry the orders out. And when people blow the whistle on their minions and it gets traction in the news, and the individual says, "I was ordered to do it," they slap a gag order on them and say, "No lawyers, no facing your accusers, no bail, no nothing." So another example of how your global masters will treat you if you serve them. Another example of what they'll do to you. A lot of news about satellite tracking and transponder tracking in Europe and the U.S. getting ready to kick off this new wave of taxation. And just so much more coming up after these important messages. So please stay with us, and we'll be going to your calls this next segment as well. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second segment here, 8 minutes, 40 seconds into this transmission against tyranny. It is Thursday, June 9th, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Boy, where to start? There is just so many important news items here. Look at this article. Cops hire kids to enforce seatbelt laws. Kids vow to impose stiff penalties if family doesn't buckle up. And I have this actually from a TV station and a mainstream newspaper. And back in the late 90s, the federal government put out the National Seatbelt Use Initiative. And in the four-part, 80-plus page plan that I focus on in on for about 60 seconds in Police State 2000, in part three of the plan, they say that it isn't even really about seatbelts, but if people think it's about safety, they'll put up with having police search their car, they'll put up with driving through checkpoints. And this is a good way to federalize all of our police departments with these federal funds. They give them federal funds to have 4 or 5 or 10 counties and cities work together, getting rid of jurisdictional lines, centralizing power, following federal mandates. They'll have, through the state legislature, money will be passed down by the feds to local communities to have, you know, thousands of checkpoints on holidays to stop drunk drivers, but really they're out there with drug dogs and asking if you have any guns in your vehicle. They're giant fishing expeditions. They're checkpoints like in communist Russia or Nazi Germany or Cuba today. That's what's happening. And in my film Road to Tyranny, we show local TV ads that run, that the city pays for, announcing to the children, you know, turn your neighbors in, turn your parents in. You get upwards of $200. They enroll all the children in the class, and they say, it's your duty. You will be arrested if you don't tell us about marijuana, if you don't tell us what's going on in your community. And now they're trying to pass laws in Congress to put you in jail for years under felonies and have fines of over $1 million if you even suspect somebody's using drugs and you don't report them. So the Stasi-type East German system is now being put into place. And I have this article here in front of me. Cops hire kids to enforce seatbelt laws. Kids vow to impose stiff penalty if family doesn't buckle up, from CDA Press. Post Falls, Dakota Kitchen became a junior seatbelt officer on Monday and vowed to impose a stiff penalty on his family if they don't buckle up. Again, this is in Post Falls, and Dakota Kitchen told his parents that he's going to have to report him. $1, the third grader said firmly, but most of the time I have to remind my mom when we're leaving the driveway, and my sister always puts the part that goes across her chest behind her back. Utilizing officers such as Kitchen in the latest creative way for Post Falls and Coeur d'Alene police will try to increase seatbelt usage among adults and children. Sometimes it means more coming from your child rather than from a police officer, Post Falls Sergeant Pat Knight said, hinting kids with a message can be better than hitting adults with a citation. Post Falls began its run of issuing officer cards to third graders at the school on Monday, just in time for the summer break. Officers will be at Prairie View and Ponderosa today and other schools with similar programs. The back of the card says, as a junior seatbelt officer, I promise to always wear my seatbelt and make sure everyone else in the vehicle is wearing his or her seatbelt. If anyone in the vehicle is caught not wearing his or her belt, they may be fined. It doesn't have to be about money, Knight told students. It can be about chores. We just want to see more of you and more of your parents buckle up. Every time you don't, the chances of you getting hurt are higher. You know, the income tax started at about 1%, the highest bracket being 2%. And then today, it's upwards of 40%. And I've read the federal plans. We've covered them here on the broadcast. They are training the children how to be spies. And look, we have the overt examples of children having to drug test now. Everyone in the school, again, a federal initiative, guilty until proven innocent. While at the same time the schools push psychotropic drugs, Ritalin, Prozac, and a whole host of other drugs linked clearly to suicides and mass murder and heart palpitations and organ enlargement and brain shrinkage and retardation of growth and mental development. I mean, they're banning the stuff in Canada and England. Not here, though. So the point is they're pushing all these illegal drugs whose molecules are even more dangerous and more complex and more toxic than amphetamines, than other narcotics like cocaine and heroin. In fact, their molecules are very similar. They'll just add on some other mind-bending aspects to it. So it just shows how ridiculous it is. And they ship the drugs in, the illegal drugs in, and then when your kid gets caught using them, they put them in one of their little FEMA camps working for 20 cents an hour, put everybody else out of work. And you know I've diatribed on this beaten this dead horse almost to oblivion. But again, this particular move that we're seeing is a way to introduce it to the children's minds and an innocuous sounding thing for the parents. Oh, you've been given a junior card, enrolled with the police department, but it's just to have the duty to report us or to fine us or to criticize us if we're not. Again, it puts the child above the parents, and it puts the child in the place of being the informant against the family. But, I mean, forget that. In my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, I have the newscast, the documents, the articles. In the film, where they actually have a BATF program where they deputize local sheriff's deputies from North Carolina to Texas, which federalizes them. Again, always federalizing is one aspect of the problem. And then it expands out from there, and it says in the documents, the officer will be in the 7th and 8th grade classes for a full semester. He will be allowed to question students in the playground during their lunches. He will have them write essays about their families and what they do. It actually says this. And you will be he will be able to give bonuses to the children. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. And it is a law enforcement class being offered all over the country during the most formative years of 7th and 8th grade. I mean, this is the Stasi. Remember the TIPS program? Phone men, the cable guy, everybody's spying on you. They just changed the name. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, I don't appreciate it when, you know, you got the carpet cleaner at your house and they're looking around and asking questions and it's obvious what they're doing. Look, a lot of these people make more money off that than they do off cleaning your carpets. So the cops can't get in your house without a warrant, so they just have their little spies do it. And I told the story many years ago of the carpet cleaner in my house with a gun case up on the wall with a shotgun in it, a locked case. And he said, is that legal? And I said, sir, you're in my house. You're here to clean my carpets. Well, is that legal? And I said, sir, here's a news article with me on the front page of the paper at a Second Amendment rally. Because I don't know why I was saying that to him. I was going, see, guns are legal. And he didn't have anything to say to that. And then I had a really bad feeling. And so I called the place, and they said, no, we handled it. Yes. Yes, Mr. Jones, we did hear about it, but no, we know guns are legal in Texas. And then that night on my TV show, I talked about it, and his assistant, you know, who drags the carpet cleaning system along behind him, called up and said, yeah, I quit today. They were going to call the police on you, and there was a big discussion about it. They told me to shut my mouth. I mean, you know, what a... Talk about synchronicity, you know, all those things coming out, all those things happening. All right, I said I'd go to your calls in this segment. This is not America, but the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down, but we've all got to have spies on our houses. I'm sick of it. David Mass, go ahead, David.
How are you today, Alex?
Pretty good.
A couple of things. First of all, I read a story today on MSM Money, and it was... how Europe can teach us a lesson about identity theft. And
yeah, we've got to have tracker chips.
Well, not quite that.
Talking about biometrics.
Well, no, essentially what they said was...
Well, I've got another MSN article, okay.
Yeah, it's MSN Money, and, I mean, they talk about how, of course, how rife identity theft is here and how horrible it is, and because all the databases, you know, run by, you know, ChoicePoint and LexisNexis, you know, have all the Social Security numbers. And, of course, oh, well, Europe, it's not like that because nobody has Social Security numbers, but what they do have are national identity cards. So you see, it's a classic.
Oh, I know. They've already passed the national ID card,
right.
And now they go, oh, it's going to help you.
It's going to help you. So that's classic problem-reaction-solution there.
No, I agree.
There's
in fact,
no question about it.
I wanted to talk about this today, so stay there, David. We'll talk about it on the other side. Again, these millions of names and personal data that just got, quote, stolen? Well, no, it was companies trading it back and forth amongst each other. That's where almost all of it's happening. It's incredible. We'll be right back.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I said I'd go quickly through your calls, but the issue that David and Mass brings up is so important. And it is totally clear. We know that via the use of the Social Security number as a national ID, we know because of these big banks and companies having all these databases and tracking and tracing what we do and selling that data to each other, that that is the main cause of identity theft. And it's always buried in the article, in almost every case, that it's where they're shipping names or they're selling names to other companies, that that's where the problems arise. Or it's employees inside these companies stealing data. it's the vast minority is people buying stuff on the internet, which they try to demonize because they hate the alternative market that's out there, or they try to, you know, demonize using your credit card at businesses and things like that. Now, that is a very small portion of it, because I've got the statistics on it. So their answer is, yes, we need to be like Europe and have national ID cards. Now, already your driver's license has been federally standardized, even before they passed the law last year and expanded it 2 months ago. But now, yesterday, I was in Walgreens buying some film, and the guy in front of me is using his credit card, and they asked for his phone number, they ask for a zip code, and they're checking it all, and I go, what is this? And they go, oh, it's a new security thing we do if you use a credit card because of identity theft. I go, well, why don't you just ask, look at his license, which is bad enough. Oh, well, this is what we've been told to do. Enter these numbers. Well, really, that's for marketing data. So see, on the back of stopping identity theft, no, they just want more of your data so that can be sold, and then the thieves that get it can then really screw you because they'll have those other key points of data. See how this works? Then I go to Circuit City because one of my tripods was broken, and I'm up there. I don't normally use a credit card, but if it's for business, I do, and I'm buying a tripod. I'm already in their database, folks, so I bought a bunch of stuff there. And the guy's sitting there, and he goes, well, what's this company, Magnolia Management? I go, my name's right under it, my business. Well, what is it? I need to know. And I said, look, I'm about to walk out of here. You have a problem? You know who I am. You got my information. You're not asking even for my ID. And you see them everywhere now. When adults buy cigarettes or beer, I see it every day in stores right in front of me. They will swipe the card. Diamond Shamrock's doing this. I mean, I've seen them do it to 75-year-old women. I mean, old ladies, folks. And I go, why'd you do that? Well, it's just our policy, and soon we're going to be doing it to everything. And we got to check the date. We got to swipe it. And people are talking about this happening all over. You know, the guy called yesterday at Disney World. He took his family, and then they finger scanned two of his fingers on each hand. They swiped his ID, his driver's license. You go to tanning salons. You go to major stores. You go to grocery stores. You go to gyms, places to work out. Everywhere. And I'm sitting there in line to the poor guy who's having all this happen to him at Walgreens. And I said, you know, sir, this is getting ready for the national sales tax. He goes, the consumption tax? Oh, great. He said, man, I want to get rid of the income tax. And I said, you don't even know where you heard that, but you heard that they're going to get rid of the income tax and do that, didn't you? Yeah, I did hear that. Hey, buddy, they're going to keep both of them. All right, I'm ranting, and I did say I'm going to go to all your calls. It's just, gosh, man, watching this happen to our country. And it'll make identity theft even worse, and their answer will be even more control. Oh, you got to biometrically scan with it, not just swipe the card, but really confirm it's you. David in Mass, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, that's right. You just nailed it, Alex. I mean, I have an account with Bank of America, okay? And the last week, Bank of America sold all, or it was a couple of weeks ago, you know, they sold all their, or mysteriously, or their data got, Wachovia got a hold of it. And it's right.
650-something thousand
customers. And the other thing is that you're right. You know, they want to push this thing into a national
identity. And that happened because they sold it to a fake company.
Totally
what are
fake.
They doing selling your data? Your habits, your activities.
Right.
They did it. It isn't. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's right. And
the
then,
more data they collect off you and put in databases, the more it's going to cause a problem.
And they want to create a bigger problem so we can go to the microchip.
Well, look, it's the companies that are running the voting databases that are involved with all these drug dealers and corruption openly with criminals running the companies that are selling all the data.
That's the correct. That you're absolutely nailed it right, and that's the problem. Now, listen, I want to say one more quick thing, Alex. Did you see last week on an AP article, it was about a week ago, border volunteers not so welcomed in Texas? Chris Simcox has informed Congress that if they don't secure the borders down in Cochise around in Arizona, that they're going to expand the Minutemen into Texas and California. Now, the state senator, I think there, Juan Hinojosa, I believe is his name.
Hinojosa.
Yeah. And
a gun grabber, yeah.
That's right. And he proposed a some sort of something to Perry saying they're not welcome there.
No, I heard that. I appreciate the call. Hinojosa. We'll tell you about him when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
About 5 years ago, the Texas legislature was in session, and they had bills that if you gave your 17 or 18-year-old son or daughter a .22 rifle, you would be arrested as a felon. And it would have banned any shooting under age 18. It would have banned all of the YMCA marksmanship clubs. There was another bill to ban the gun shows. And so we go down to the legislature, and it's Mr. Hinojosa's committee, and they marched these two black guys up there and you know, let them and others. There were like 10 people there that were anti-gun and about 1,000 of us against it, literally. I mean, like 300 people signed up to speak. And they let them go on for about 3 or 4 hours and let them speak 3 or 4 times apiece, endlessly. And but they marched these two black guys up there who were like, yo, we're going to get you. You know, we're dangerous. You know, really playing a race card. It was very racist towards blacks. And have these guys play this part. And then all of a sudden, the Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership local member, local chapter, comes running in and said, Alex, get out of here. They're paying them off. So I flip the camera on, run out in the hallway, and literally, like out of some, you know, corrupt movie, he's going 100, 200, 300. You know, he'd already paid one guy off, and into the other hand he's paying. And I run over and I go, what are you doing? And then the state legislature looked at it. It was in the newspaper. It's funny because that was actually the article that I showed. I showed the carpet cleaner guy that week who was here. All that stuff was going on at that same time. The carpet cleaner guy, you know, at my house thinking a shotgun in a case was illegal. And I was like, see, guns are legal. See, we're down there testifying and having rallies. See, oh, that shotgun's legal, you know. But, again, side issue, small world, everything's interconnected. And there's Hinojosa up there, and, I mean, his bills were going to pass, but we just literally, pun intended, shot down all that legislation. And the bribery, of course, he wasn't involved in that. It was just they were testifying in his committee. He, you know, they were basically kind of his witnesses, but I don't think he was involved with the guy out in the hallway paying him off. And this is the type of garbage we face. And this weekend I saw several of those billboards that say report illegal guns. And then in very small print under it, you have to literally get under the billboard to barely be able to read, it says guns are illegal in the commission of a crime. But idiots everywhere see the big billboard that say report illegal guns. And so those have been up for 5 years. And so when they're in your house and they see a gun case, they go call the police on you. I mean, it's freedom, folks. They're creating the illusion that guns are illegal with the dumbed-down mass to get this thing going. And I, for one, am tired of it. I mean, if people coming in your house, phone people and carpet cleaners, think a shotgun's illegal, just a regular, you know, Winchester Defender that you can buy at, you know, any hunting or fishing supply place for $250, then they might imagine what they think of something that looks like it has, a military stock on it. Just mindless idiots. They really are. But again, most of these people don't talk to their families, don't talk to their neighbors. They sit there and watch NYPD Blue and LA Law and Judging Amy. And all these shows are based in New York or Chicago or LA, where basically guns have been predominantly banned. And so in these fictional accounts, you got a gun in your house, you're going to jail. So see, they see that too. It's mass mind control. I'm sick of it. But Hinojosa, I was aware that he says the Minutemen aren't welcome. Well, funny, I had a lot of Hispanic folks come up to me last night at the overflow, oversold, people sitting on the ground. I tell you, I don't know why we showed my film at the Alamo Draft House downtown. It's the original one. It's where all the big Hollywood directors come in to show their films. But I'll never probably do that again. I mean, they're nice folks, but The South Lamar, I mean, brand new theater, stadium seating, huge screen, just great to see all of you out there. What a wonderful, beautiful crowd of people. And I had Hispanic folks walking up to me, saying, oh, Alex, how's it going with the Minutemen? Man, we really support them. You know, I grew up down by the border, and everywhere there, it's who you know, and, you know, it's all these payoffs, and we don't want to live like that, And man, you're doing a great job, and I want to get involved with the Minutemen. But people like Hinojosa, their job is to keep whites and Hispanics and others at each other's throats, so-called liberal leaders. Look, we're all going down, folks, if they get rid of this border. And they've basically already done that. And the Minutemen are just, they tell children to tattle on their parents. Bush puts out federal funds for that. Clinton does it, and that's good. But then when you go sit in a lawn chair in a state park and call on your cell phone the Border Patrol when you see 20 illegals coming across or smugglers with big backpacks on their back, you're bad. I mean, so David brought up two great points, and I had to comment on them. Now I'm going through your calls, 1 minute apiece. I got to do this because I got so much news to get to. Patrick in Maryland. Patrick, go ahead.
I have two things for you. First, an observation. We have a terrible irony this year. In 1945, America and its allies crushed Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. Now, 60 years after the end of World War II, America, because of the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, among other things, is marching, or maybe I should say goose-stepping, down the same totalitarian path Germany and Japan traveled during the 1930s. I wish more people could understand this. Second, I've enjoyed your interviews with George Galloway, Aaron Zellman, Jeff Rentz, Ron Paul, and others. I have a few ideas for some other possible guests. First, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America.
Had him on many times.
Okay. Second, Jack McLam. He's the editor of Aid and Abet.
Had him on many times.
Okay. Ted Gunderson, the retired FBI agent.
Had him on many times.
Okay. And Judith Reisman, who wrote the book Kinsey, Charge and or Crimes and Consequences, about Alfred Kinsey's depravity.
I've read it, yeah. Killing his own children.
Yeah. I mean, I think she'd be a very interesting guest.
He kept his son in a box for, what, 7 years?
Yeah, I mean, she's taking a lot of heat for writing that book, too, from what I understand.
Well, but, I mean, it's admitted. The guy wrote papers on it, and he's a big hero. That's how sick these people are.
Well, that's it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Yeah, well, what did he, what's the book Kinsey wrote? I read it. It's Beyond, read it like 10 years ago. Beyond Evil or Beyond Morals or, that guy was a literal demon from a pit. Let's go ahead, and I'm sure he's in hell right now. Who's up next? David in Florida. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Alex. I have a question for you regarding vaccines. I've listened to your show quite a few times and listened to Breeding talk about vaccines and children, and I'm in a position where I have to go to Africa in a month, and I just want to know if you have any websites or can glean any information. They want you to take so many vaccines, and yellow fever is mandatory for me. But I just don't know what to do or how to go about getting information.
So where are you? So you're going to Central Africa?
Going to Western Africa, to Ghana.
I wouldn't go to Africa. I mean, aid workers there get 100% of them contract malaria, and the malaria drugs are almost as bad as malaria. And I know that they give you a whole cocktail. What is it like? They want you to take 10 different shots?
Yeah. Yeah, like hepatitis A, B, everything.
No reason for that. Sir, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go to Africa. And you know, there are countries you can fly to that will then let you fly into Africa without doing that. But you could, amoebic dysentery, that stuff gets in the air, the amoeba spores from human from human feces. It blows around in the wind. I mean, there's just a mass of horrible things you can get in Africa. I mean, South Africa's a lot better, but, of course, North Africa's not a big problem, but, I mean...
I've already bought the ticket. I'm going on a mission trip.
So, you're going on a Christian mission?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, then that's obviously worth putting your life... I didn't know that. I thought it was for entertainment. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go there for hunting or something and put my life at risk. But do what you got to do. I mean, you know, just ask God to protect you. But I would definitely, they claim a lot of those are mandatory, but I think only a few of them are. And yellow fever and stuff really is a threat. I mean, sir, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I think that's up to you.
I was just wondering if you had any information on where to look up on the web, like if there were any sites.
Well, you need to, I mean, there are databases. You need to look at those vaccines and make sure that you don't get them at a government clinic. Make sure it has a new... A vaccine number, make sure, check the lots and make sure it's not in some lot that's been ordered destroyed because they still give those to people.
Right.
There's a few things you can do, but...
Okay, great. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah, that'll take some major research on your part. Let's go ahead and talk to Vance in Georgia. Vance, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot. I just wanted to talk to you real quick about... A congressman in Georgia here is pushing for the U.S. to withdraw from the WTO. It's on his website, and I just thought that was kind of surprising. And it's Congressman Charlie Norwood of the 9th District, and I thought maybe...
I missed what you said. He's calling for what?
He's calling for the U.S. to withdraw from the World Trade Organization.
He's seconding Ron Paul's bill.
Yeah, I
he
think
he signed
that's
on. It's a fabulous site. Look. The WTO is 8.5 years old. It is a private group, self-appointed. So what happens is global corporations set up private groups. They then pay off our politicians to sign treaties with this private corporation, and then they give up their authority, they advocate it, over to them. It's totally criminal. It's totally unconstitutional. It's total treason and sedition. And, yes, we need to get behind the resolution. It's wildly popular to get out of it. what, 80-plus percent of Americans are against the WTO and then these so-called free trade deals, which aren't free trade deals, and we need to get out of the WTO. We need more authority back in our states, back in our Congress.
Well, he says it's a great quote on his website. It says that it's threatening the very existence of the American middle class, which is the absolute truth, and I just think it's great that there happens to be, other than Ron Paul, some other lawmakers, you know, in Washington that are willing to push for things like this.
Well, look, I hear NPR brag. I listen to it a lot when I'm eating dinner. I don't watch much TV, but I listen to the enemy transmission while I eat dinner a lot of times with my family. And the all the time they go, America's about to have its standard of living lowered. We've been consuming too much. We deserve it. But that's not, that's a consolidation. They don't want a group of people out there with money who aren't dependent on them. And so openly, they want to lower us to second world status. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
You bet. Yeah, in fact, I don't want to bug Ron Paul. We get him on every month, it seems. But instant message my producer, because I'll forget. Instant message her and tell her to get me Ron Paul or one of the other congressmen that are co-sponsoring it. That is a fabulous. In fact, I was reading that article yesterday about other members of Congress signing on, and I never covered it on air, and I didn't laud that particular other congressman, but we now have done that thanks to you. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Alex, I'm calling about the recent bill which has passed inside the Senate Intelligence Committee by 11-4 vote, and that bill, which will be passed the Judiciary Committee and the full Senate and so forth, would in fact...
You're talking about the expanded Patriot Act?
Yes, recertify the old Patriot Act and expand its powers, and most particularly in the area of allowing the government to seize records such as firearms records. All you NRAers out there, you should keep that in mind.
Oh, no, they actually say it's for gun owners, and GOA's been talking about it. The NRA won't discuss it.
Nope, I called the NRA, and you couldn't get people to be more, I guess, I don't know, seemingly disinterested in it, because I guess their beloved president is behind it. But the fact of the matter is, whether they feel he's a friend or not, you codify that into law. That'll be there in the next administration when we have Hillary Clinton.
Well, he's appointing gun grabbers to every major position. But, Ron, let me elaborate, since you brought up Patriot Act 2.5 here. Everybody always hears about library records. Well, that's only because the librarians are bucking it. No, it's Borders Books. It's all the major bookstores. It's all private databases. It's all companies. And then when they come get it,
as well,
they tell you to keep your mouth shut or you're a terrorist.
Right, intimate medical records. And this thing has to be opposed. What they did is they took the unusual step, I guess, to sort of undermine the average simp in the public that you mentioned, you know, the guy that watches the NYPD Blue and the rest of that garbage. They put it through the Intelligence Committee, so everyone will think it's an anti-terrorist thing. But it's not an anti-terrorist thing. Conversely, let me give you a little story real quick. A man migrated, or a man penetrated, the American border from Canada earlier this week.
With a bloody chainsaw.
Yep.
And engaged in mass slaughter.
Brass knuckles, a bloody chainsaw, blood on themselves, knives and swords, all right? And they took the objects from him and allowed him into the country.
By the way, I'm looking at a photo of Gregory...
Locked up.
I'm looking at a photo of Gregory Desprez in a police mugshot. This guy could have been big in Hollywood. I mean, he looks like a complete... He looks crazier than Charlie Manson with a mohawk. And it says, man with bloody chainsaw let into U.S. held for extradition. On April 25th, Gregory Desprez arrived at the U.S.-Canadian border, crossed at Calais, Maine, carrying a homemade sword, a hatchet, a knife, you forgot the hatchet part, brass knuckles and a chainsaw, stained with what appeared to be blood. U.S. Customs agents confiscated the weapons and fingerprinted him. They then let him into the United States because they've been ordered to stand down. They call it Xing.
Right.
And they call it acing. But let me finish. Acing, not Xing. Xing's the other thing. And then it goes, the following day, a gruesome scene was discovered in Desprez's hometown of Minto, New Brunswick. The decapitated body of a 74-year-old country musician named Frederick Fulton was found on Fulton's kitchen floor. His head was in a pillowcase, let me continue, under the kitchen table. His common-law wife was discovered stabbed to death in a bedroom. Desprez, 22, immediately became the suspect because of a history of violence between him and his neighbors, and he was arrested April 27th. Okay, so, again, But I have masses of articles where a woman has her dog jogging on the beach. They scream at her. She yells back, so they beat her up and then admit they beat And they're training our kids to tattletale on us, Ron.
They lock up, and they lock up women for, you know, lock them up, literally, for not having their kid in a seatbelt. This is what my point in doing this, Alex, is anybody could see the analogy. They're not worried about people who will terrorize the society. They won't even stop a foreign national who's a mad dog from penetrating our borders. Yet they want to keep tabs on us. Do you understand? That's what this is about. And that's why we got to stop buying into this phony story, this smokescreen that they keep putting up about national security. There may be, I'm not saying that there is not, to some degree, of course, a concern for national security, but these people are opportunistically exploiting this and going a mile further with it because they have a sinister agenda. It has nothing to do with keeping people from penetrating our borders. It has to do with keeping us from exercising our rights as people and citizens of the United States.
Did you hear the article about all over the country they're giving the kids tattletale cards to report on their parents?
I have heard about that before. It's encouraged. It's encouraged. As a matter of fact, also about recruiters going on to high school campuses, pulling funding. We're going into something that's a quasi-fascist state if we don't open our mouths.
Well, not even quasi.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's all for your safety. Every telltale sign, every cannon, every foundational pillar, every minute detail of horrible, high-tech, fascistic police state is being shut up right in front of us. And the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down. The terrorists are funded by the U.S. government. They're bringing in their new world order. But people are waking up, and that's the good news. Three quick items, and right back to your calls and a ton of news coming up in the next hour. Huge success last night. Overflow crowd, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. It was wonderful seeing all of you there. So many great people. We have another showing coming up next Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. It's so nice. And I don't even know if there's any tickets for that left. There weren't many left yesterday. And it's in their biggest theater. Big stadium seating. And then we've got another showing the next week. An extra one for people, and that's going fast. So the 16th and the 23rd, the two next showings, probably the last. Who knows, though? They keep selling out a week beforehand. Who knows what we'll have to do? Give the people what they want. Plus, I love movie theaters, period. I like movies, and I like the setting. I like the atmosphere. It's pretty fun to eat a pizza and hang out with people. So that's coming up. Hope you'll get involved with that. But, again, I want to thank those that did come out last night. Just so many great people. Really enjoy getting to meet you. Also, if you want to get a hard copy of Martial Law, or if you want to get a hard copy of any of the films I've produced, like Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove, go to the secure, safe online shopping cart of Infowars.com. You can watch lengthy clips of the films, read about them, look at the different specials that we're offering with these films. And, of course, there's also the toll-free number to get them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And the new film is $25.95, second copy $19.95, third copy $16.95, and down to $14. If you get a copy of American Dictators, my film before last, a great film, covering the staged election, the New World Order, it's $19.95. Each additional copy, $5.95. I just want to get the information out to people. Toll-free number to order one more time. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me at 3001. That's Austin, Texas, folks. Write to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv, and for 15 cents a day, watch all my films, monthly and yearly subscriptions, read my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, just so much more. Go check out prisonplanet.tv. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls here. Up next, who's up next there? Josh in California. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, Alex. I'm a former liberal who left the dark side and woke up when I started listening to you. And I just want to let you know that yesterday I was taking my wife to the dentist, and there are these orange cones set up on the street, and there's a cop directing people at random into this, get this, a roadside smog checkpoint. Have you heard of that?
Yes. And again, it's all in the federal documents, like the National Seatbelt Initiative. They say they're going to build hardened checkpoints on the roads that will double as toll roads, and they're going to have volunteer high school students out there in gray uniforms with the police, and they say, in the name of checking seatbelts and other things, we're going to search vehicles.
Yeah, they were actually, they looked like they were like 16, 17 years old. They didn't even look like they were, you know, of age to be doing something like that.
Well, see, and they're going to destroy the economy, so the jobs that you'll be able to get will be in Homeland Security.
Can I ask you one more question on the other side?
Stay there. Second hour coming up.
Berkey Water.